When the state started closing down in mid-March due to the pandemic, a lot of businesses and organizations had to adjust quickly. For Tails Humane Society in DeKalb, that meant shifting their cats, dogs, and other critters to foster care. Executive Director Michelle Graber says the operation was a success, though a bit hectic.
It was kind of a crazy, I want to say in 48 hours, we really moved out over 200 animals into either fosters or adoptions. So it was pretty cool to see.
Other shelters, like the Barn on Baseline in Genoa, didn't have foster programs and had to keep their animals on site. Once the state began to slowly reopen in April, shelters switched to a by-appointment visiting model. Baseline manager Roberta Schoaf says it worked pretty well.
People could come in during their appointed time, and we would introduce them to the animal they were interested in adoption. And actually, our adoptions were probably up by more than a third during the last 3 months.
Tails had a similar system, but Graper says Tails had fewer adoptions than previous months.
I think some folks were also not comfortable leaving their homes, which we understood, and those who were comfortable coming into the shelter when we could make appointments for them.
Even when the visits are by appointment, Graper says it's extremely important to ensure dogs, cats, and other animals are a good fit for adopters.
You know, if you're looking for a calm household, are you looking for a calm animal, or maybe you have a really active household, even still in quarantine, and a shy puppy may not be a good fit.
Schoaf says that's particularly important when it comes to long-term care and finding forever homes.
Just because they were able to have an animal while they're home, their situation, when it goes back to a more normal situation, is going to be that they don't have time for an animal. We'll see how that pans out.
Dogs in particular can be prone to separation anxiety after a significant change in routine. Donna Apgar is a retired adoption coordinator with Winnebago County Animal Services. She says owners should be aware of their pets' feelings as they return to a normal schedule outside of the home. But it doesn't need to be a sudden process.
Give the dog a break and take a ride and leave the dog home for a little, you know, for a couple hours at a time and see how they adjust so that everybody's not suddenly going back to work.
As shelters limited visitors, animal control officers in Winnebago County focused their responses to emergency calls. As the state reopens, Apgar says officers continue to take precautions.
They're wearing a mask, and they usually have the person put the animal in the van for them so that they minimize the contact that they have with the people.
To further minimize contact, Apgar recommends that pets get a collar or microchip and identification is kept up to date. That way, if someone finds a lost animal, it can be scanned and returned directly to its owners without going through the intermediary of a shelter. With Phase 4 of Restore Illinois underway, restrictions are being loosened on gatherings, but shelters like Tails will still limit how many people can be in the building at once, even if the animals are there. Graper explains.
If we feel things are getting a little crowded, we have a buzzer system. Kind of like when you make a reservation at a restaurant and then, you know, they pull up your number and 20 minutes later, you can, you know, your seat's ready, your table's ready.
Other shelters, like the Barn on Baseline, will also keep limits on crowds. That's even as they look to increase their service. Manager Schoaf explains.
We may start to have staff here during the afternoons and start doing afternoon appointments and extend the hours that we're open, but I don't think we plan to change anything until things are a lot clearer as to what is allowed and what's not.
But even with these limits in place, the shelters still have plenty of dogs, cats, and especially kittens for anyone in need of a furry friend. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.